CRTV's afternoon edition with Tiki Julius. Here are our major stories. The International Monetary Fund, IMF, has encouraged the Cameroon government to significantly improve good governance in order to accelerate the country's growth and sustainable development. There is general mobilization in military garrisons and civilian institutions across Cameroon as the people get themselves ready to celebrate the 52nd edition of Cameroon's National Day on May the 20th. Researchers and historians in Cameroon are working with the government and traditional authorities in order to arrest numerous chieftaincy disputes in the country, some of which have turned out to be bloody. Now, the news bulletin.
CRTV News Bulletin with Moki Edwin Kinzaka. The International Monetary Fund, the IMF, has commended Cameroon's efforts in implementing poverty alleviation reforms and the country's resiliency to successive shocks, including inflation and high cost of living. Members of a fact-finding mission who have been in the country since the 25th of April presented their findings today to the Prime Minister, Head of Government Joseph John Gute. The delegation, headed by Semil Sankak, IMF's advisor and mission chief, encouraged the government of Cameroon to improve monetary and financial governance so as to significantly boost growth and sustainable development. A symposium delving into succession struggles and other conflicts plaguing the chieftaincy institution in Cameroon ends this afternoon at the campus of the University of Yaoundé 1. The symposium is organized amidst an upsurge of chieftaincy disputes across the country. As part of measures to remedy the situation, the Minister of Territorial Administration instructed Cameroon's 10 regional governors to create a database which specifies the modalities and specificities of succession in every chiefdom found in their various administrative units. The We Ring the Bell campaign, initiated to sensitize families and communities on the education of children with disabilities, is currently under review in Yaoundé. According to education stakeholders, tremendous strides have been recorded across the years, especially with the creation of 720 pilot inclusive basic education schools, up from 70 several years back. Secondary Education Minister Professor Nalova Lyonga said the major handicap to achieving the dream of education for all children living with disabilities remains limited financial and human resources. The campaign was launched 8 years ago by the Minister of Social Affairs under the theme Inclusive Education, Learning and Playing. Strategies to restructure the support project for the acceleration and furthering of decentralization and local development in Cameroon, dubbed PAD, are under review in Yaoundé. The first ordinary session of the steering committee of the project for 2024, which is ongoing, is expected to evaluate the achievements of the project since it went operational in 2021 and map a way forward for the year 2024. The session is chaired by the Minister of Decentralization and Local Development, George Elanga Obam, who called on the steering committee members to make realistic proposals that will go a long way to fully implement the public policy of decentralization in Cameroon. The Minister of Public Health, Dr. Manauda Malashe, has wrapped up a series of frank discussions with some health professionals for more quality output. The last consultation was with the National Order of Health Practitioners, during which the minister called on them to focus on working with the government for the effective implementation of the universal health coverage. The universal health coverage program in Cameroon is a vision of the head of state who gives to give Cameroon quality health care at relatively cheaper or no costs. A ceremony to inject the first 60 megawatts from the Nachingal hydroelectric plant into Southern Interconnected Grid will take place on Friday, the 10th of May. A release from the Ministry of Water Resources and Energy states that after the first phase of the project, the six other units of the 420-megawatt plant will be commissioned progressively up to December 2024. The ceremony will be presided over by the Minister of Water Resources and Energy, Gaston Elundu Esomba. The Minister of Finance wishes to inform taxpayers that following the 2024 finance law, the deadline for filing and payment of the 2024 annual tax balances and statistical tax returns are now as follows. Taxpayers of Large Taxpayers Office, March 15. Taxpayers of Medium-Sized Taxpayer Offices and Specialized Tax Offices, April 15. Taxpayers of Divisional Taxation Offices, May 15. The updated statistical and tax returns formats and related process guide can be downloaded from the website of the Ministry of Finance. Out of Cameroon, a Rwandan activist and critic of President Paul Kagame has said she intends to run against him in July's election. Jan Ruagara was barred from standing in 2017 on technical grounds. She was then imprisoned along with her mother and sister for tax evasion and inciting insurrection charges, she said, were politically motivated. In sports, the Rugby 15 Lionesses of Cameroon are playing against Madagascar this afternoon in their second match of the ongoing Women's Rugby 15 Africa Cup of Nations. The Rugby Lionesses must win host country Madagascar to be able to qualify for the final after they were beaten 55-0 by South Africa in their first match. That ends CRTV News Bulletin. CRTV's afternoon edition continues with Teke Julius.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRTV's afternoon edition.
We set the pace. CRTV's afternoon edition.
Connecting people.
The head of the visiting IMF delegation at the end of a review mission in Cameroon has commended the efforts made by authorities in implementing targeted reforms. Semi Sankak shared some of her findings today with the Prime Minister, head of government, during an audience this morning in Yaoundé. The IMF delegation members noted that strides made in implementing reforms under the extended credit facility are helping to improve the country's economic resilience. Star Building correspondent Christian Chiatam reports.
The IMF delegation, received by the Prime Minister, Joseph Diongute, has been in Cameroon for some 11 days, during which time they held meetings with different ministers and stakeholders to discuss strategies of enforcing economic resilience in Cameroon. They also made an evaluation of the government's commitment in implementing targeted reforms under the extended credit facility and other IMF programs. The meeting with the Prime Minister head of government, Joseph Diongute, was thus to present their findings and discuss ways of reinforcing resilience. Semil Sankak, IMF mission chief and head of delegation.
So this was a review of two programs with Cameroon. One extended credit facility and extended fund facility supported program. We have also approved a new facility, sustainability and resilience on climate change. And in these two programs, there are a number of reforms expected to be implemented. And the authorities have taken good steps in implementing these. Some of the reforms have already been implemented. And the ones that require additional steps, we are discussing also in the coming days have to complete them.
As members of the IMF team fold up their sixth review mission to Cameroon, they have saluted the progress made in quantitative and structural reforms, which have led to many positive developments, including an increase in non-petroleum revenue. The IMF mission chief saluted the level of collaboration from the government and stakeholders and encouraged authorities to continue implementing targeted reforms, which will help improve the country's economic resilience. Christian Chiatam, CRTV, The Star Building.
52nd edition of the Feast of National Unity. Our special slot on the news.
Minister, head of government, has invited ministers in charge of security, trade, and basic necessities to take all necessary measures to ensure a steady supply across the country as Cameroonians get ready to celebrate the National Day. Joseph Diongute made the call today in Yaounde, where he presided over a meeting to evaluate the level of security and the market situation 12 days to the National Day celebration. At the end of the meeting, the Minister of Trade was positive that the market situation in Cameroon is stable. Here is Minister Luke Magwambarga Atangana, interviewed by our Star Building correspondent, Christian Chiatam.
The products are available, completely available. And I should add that we are now working just to be sure that we will not have hike of price. I feel that about inflation, prices are dropping naturally, and we are working in that way. So the Cameroonians, the consumer, can be assured that there will not be any shortage on the market. And I want to insist about cooking gas. There is no problem with cooking gas. The problem is about the bottles, some bottles, not the full market, one or two marketers. But this problem is a technical problem, and we are working to solve it so people can be ensured that, you know, the National Day, they will enjoy as they deserve.
Cameroon's Minister of Trade, Luke Magwambarga Atangana, speaking to the CRO-TV. And we continue our series in a build up to the 20th May celebrations on the theme, Army and Nation Together for a United, Peaceful and Prosperous Cameroon. We look at moral rearmament with emphasis on the non-respect of moral values in today's society. Manka Ambe comments.
In the days of yore, the upbringing of a child was the prerogative of society, and it was commonplace for a woman to rebuke any child found in a compromising circumstance. Today, these core values of our tradition are eroding. Cameroon looks forward to celebrating its national unity on May 20, at a time a number of questions come to mind. What happened to the respect for elders, state institutions, good governance, among others? The national cake that belongs to all is being swindled into the pockets of a few, leaving the masses to lick their wounds in abject poverty. That a young man will kill his own mother, dismember the corpse, looks like a horror film, yet a reality of today's society, where moral decadence and decency are bedfellows. This could be blamed on the clash of civilizations brought about by the social media and open to children as young as 10. See how state authority is threatened by authentic versus contraband goods in the public space. The effects of a decline in moral values will no doubt lead to a lack of peace, harmony, as well as a breakdown of social cohesion, one of the tenets of 20th May celebrations in Cameroon.
Manka Ambe with that commentary. It is cognizance of these social ills that the National Education Program, through moral, civic, and entrepreneurial rearmament, otherwise known as Proneramos, was created to change the mindset of Cameroonians to be more positive and more patriotic. Our Benjamin, they talked to the Proneramos National Coordinator, Professor Pascal Kumawa, to explain what is being done to change the trend.
All what is happening is because the family has planted seeds of negativity in the hearts of the members of the family. We recognize that we have all these issues. But then we have put in place the National Civic Education Program through moral, civic, and entrepreneurial rearmament to change the mindsets of people, revert them to think positively about themselves. And then it does not end there. You can give somebody every good thing. Once you don't give him what he can put on the table and survive, it becomes very difficult for him to respect what you are telling him. And that's why you have the entrepreneurial part of it. Creating opportunities so that Cameroonians should be able to create, they should be able to use initiatives, do innovations. We have all the opportunities around. So what Proneramos is doing is directing young people to where the opportunities are, not only generated by the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, but by every other ministry.
That was the National Coordinator of Proneramos, Professor Pascal Kumawa, speaking to the CRO-TV. Public acceptance of violence, discrimination, injustice, and corruption have become an everyday occurrence in Cameroon, with the blame being pinned on poor parenting, modernization, and moderate public policies on punishment, especially in schools. Colette Janney sampled some opinions and put together this report.
Haiti's moral commitments are quickly dropping. Money and material well-being has become a new priority goal for some Cameroonians who can easily give up their moral principles for financial gain, as Albert Ngomukwele and Genevieve explained.
These morals which were handed to us traditionally are currently neglected in the way we talk, we walk, we dress.
Imagine our own days that we were brought up. You could not insult or behave funny in the society, because if you try it, your teacher, yes, you'll be well punished. But now students can do anything that they want to do. The teachers are not allowed to punish them. What do the society expect to have? It's just pure garbage.
Despite this moral decadence, many believe actions can be taken by parents, schools, and the government to once more make morality a standard of excellence in Cameroon.
We have to go back to the original state, and this can only be done by us paying attention to those small details that we no longer place any value on.
If you as a parent, you teach your child that insulting an elderly person is wrong, religious too comes to play. Parents have a lot of things to do. Come on, government should encourage free dialogue and the ability for teachers to be able to discipline students.
The effects of a decline in moral values in Cameroon has led to decrease in trust, increase in crime and unethical behavior, and breakdown of social cohesion. Thus, a need for it to be urgently addressed.
Colette Janney. The governor of the East Region, Gregoire Vogo, has asked of the various stakeholders involved in preparations for the National Day celebration on the 20th of May to ensure that everything goes on hitch-free. He was speaking in Beta today during the second preparatory meeting ahead of the event. Details with Becky Ogun in Betwa.
The highlights of the second preparatory meeting for National Day, which brought together various dignitaries from the fields of communication, education, technology, security, amongst others, and the organizing committee at the premises of the governor's office, was a discussion on the progress of innovations, dressing codes, security, cleaning, sensitization in schools, caravans, and the rehabilitation of old structures in the East Region. East Governor Gregoire Vongo, while chairing this second preparatory meeting, called on the various committees to work together and hold regular meetings. He equally laid emphasis on the involvement of all and exhorted education stakeholders to ensure students and youths carry out cleanup and humanitarian activities so as to ensure this year's National Unity Day is given its well-deserved colors and pomp. Bikyungum, CRTV, Betwa.
52nd edition of the Feast of National Unity. That was a special slot on the news.
CRTV's afternoon edition on the national station in Yaoundé. The chieftaincy crisis and chieftaincies in crisis is the focus of a two-day national symposium that runs off today in Yaoundé. The event in the University of Yaoundé 1 is organized by the history department of that institution. In the report that follows, staff man Gu Henry looks at the inaugural lesson of yesterday.
The inaugural lesson delivered by Professor Ibrahim Mushi of the Fumban Institute of Fine Arts was on how chieftaincies can be modernized in Cameroon. It examined the role of traditional rulers in the context of democratic change and the way in which their control of land has provided them with the power to govern. A description of the general characteristics of chieftaincies in Cameroon shows how the effective use of rituals and myths is central to notions of governance in the customary setting. Although Decree No. 77/245 of 15 July 1977 provides a framework for the recognition of source of traditional rule, the law has tended to demystify the sacred nature of royalty by turning funds or chiefs into mere auxiliaries of the administration. In response to this encroachment, the traditional rulers are designing new strategies in order to create a political space within which they can maintain their control over people and resources. The question is not whether the institution of chieftaincies is an anachronism, but to what extent the institution can be transformed to serve new needs and yet still serve as a new symbol of continuity for the community.
Ngu Henry, the Adamawa traditional kingdoms have been providing stability and unity in the daily social rules, consisting of creating awareness on peaceful coexistence amongst the different ethnic groups in their respective chiefdoms. Details with Amos Enonyake Agbo from CRTV Adamawa in Goundri.
Traditional chiefdoms in the Adamawa region enjoy an unquestionable authority and prestige. They are credited with notoriety by the subjects anytime there is a decisive reform targeting national unity. His Majesty Muhammadu Hadi Bakindo is the Lamido of Tibati.
We find other communities in the Fada, the people from the west, the Mambila, and many tribes from the north and far north regions. The Lamida of Tibati is united.
Being intermediaries between the ancestors, the people, and administrative authorities, the traditional rulers deserve to be honored endlessly to salvage ancestral values from patrimonial vulnerability. Dr. Yaji Paul Sore, lecturer in African literature and cultural anthropology at the University of Ngaoundere.
We must respect traditional leaders. They are intermediaries in addition to the authority they incarnate. The respect owed to the leader is the same thing as the respect owed to one's parents.
The people, regardless of their ethnicity, identify themselves by staying in conformity with cultural beliefs in different chiefdoms or lamidads, where not even a single cultural value is neither defied nor denied. Amos Enonyaket Agbo, CLTV News, Ngaoundere.
Away from traditional institutions, a gang of four individuals involved in the murder of a certain Eva Pauline on the 27th of March 2024 in Yaoundé has been arrested. The suspects, also reputed for drug consumption, simulated the crime in the Mimoma neighborhood today in the presence of the Procureur General of the Fudi High Court, Luke Ndindi, the Chief of the Central Regional Division of the Judicial Police, Police Commissioner Moise Eman Eman, and family members of the victim. Josh Mwam with that report.
Misfortune visited Eva Pauline Lebaramo on the night of March 27 when she was sequestrated by a certain Useni and his friend Pagbe, who had trailed her right to her home at Maichu Mimoman. Before things turned sour, her assailants had obliged her to demand a ransom of 100,000 francs from her family, as explained by the head of research and criminal investigations at the Central Regional Division of the Judicial Police, Senior Superintendent of Police Ndongo Epoch Charles Gaston.
While the members of the family were looking for that ransom, our suspect decided cynically to kill her.
Her phone and car keys were collected by Useni, who immediately called his brother, Amadu Bagaya, a dismissed police civil servant, who took the car to Tinga, where the number plate was changed in order for it to be sold easily. Eva's body was finally discovered on the 12th of April by security forces.
The victim's body was discovered 2 weeks later in an advanced state of decomposition.
Further investigations, under the guidance of the head of the Central Regional Division of the Judicial Police, Police Commissioner Moise Eman Eman, led to the arrest of Amadu Bagaya and the other gang members said to be reputed for theft and the consumption of hard drugs. Underlining that drug abuse is the bedrock of crimes, the General Delegation for National Security has launched an appeal for citizens to denounce all strongholds of drug sale and consumption.
Josh Mwam. Youths of FACO Division, especially members of the CBDM, have been told to do everything possible to get their names on voter registers in order to give President Paul Biya, as well as the party, resounding victories during the forthcoming elections. The call was made by the YCBD and FACO 1A officials at the start of a campaign to get young people to register in Limbe. The exercise has been sponsored by the Minister of Secondary Education, Professor Nalova Lyonga. Details with Kange Leong Cesar.
Going by the officials of the YCPDM FACO 1A section, the objective is to register at least 20,000 young people on the voters' register. They stated that they are encouraging young people not only to register but to collect their registration cards and effectively vote for both CPDM and the head of state, Paul Biya, during the forthcoming elections. Ekima Roland Gale, President, YCPDM FACO 1A. Most of the young people taking part in the exercise say they were motivated by various campaigns that the YCPDM FACO 1A has organized.
The national president, what he has been doing in Rwanda in particular, has motivated me to get registered at the electoral board. For example, we have the Limbe TTC board that we just signed some years ago. We also have the Limbe State.
The campaign, which has been done mostly through sporting activities, is supported by the Minister of Secondary Education, Professor Nalova Lyonga Kange. Leon Cesar, CRTV, Limbe.
On to sports. Football lovers have expressed excitement with the upcoming round 32 matches of the Cup of Cameroon, even though some clubs are still to know the opponents coming from the regional leagues. The 64 teams involved in the race to unseat the cup holders Fovu of Baham have less than a week to prepare for the matches that will be played on the 15th and 16th of May in stadia across the country. Harrison Ashu has reactions of fans in this report.
Observers have described the 32 matches as potential nerve-wracking fixtures, considering the usual suspense that always characterized the Cup of Cameroon. Sports journalists Dewa Fabrice and Jude Ngong are, however, of a different opinion. According to them, the teams who already know their opponents, like seven-time winners Coton Sport of Garoua, who will face Epivier of Ebolova, Union of Douala, that will be up against Sable de Bati, Colombe versus Eding, just to name these, are a step ahead of others.
We are still to have a complete pairing in some of the matches due to the fact that there are still regional qualifiers that are taking place in some regions.
There will be nothing like home advantage.
Despite the pairing of elite clubs with amateurs, Dewa and Gong are confident that the less fancied amateur clubs have the stamina for the challenge, as proven over the years.
The game between Union of Douala and Sable of Bati has a very good history so far as Cameroonian football is concerned. And of course, Bafana United and Botafogo of Douala, these are all very good features.
Do not be surprised that Victoria United, who are the champions of the MTN Elite One, playing against Adama Watsu. Adama Watsu might carry home the D. It's going to be a match that will warrant the teams to know how far they've come.
FECAFOOT will announce the stadia to host the matches in the days ahead as the countdown to the 15th and the 16th of May draws near.
Thanks, Harrison Ashu. And CRTV's afternoon edition was presented by TK Julius. Here now is a summary of the news in the French language with Coralie Laetitia Emini.
Madame, Messieurs, bon après-midi. L'immeuble Étoile a servi de cadre ce matin à l'audience de restitution de la mission d'évaluation Fonds monétaire international, Banque africaine de développement, Banque mondiale. C'était sous la présidence du Premier ministre, chef du gouvernement, Joseph Dion Gouté. Dans sa déclaration, Sémil Sankak, chef de la mission d'évaluation, au nom du FMI, a félicité le Cameroun pour les progrès enregistrés en matière de qualité de ses ressources humaines, afin de s'assurer que le pays joue pleinement son rôle de locomotive dans la sous-région Afrique centrale. Les réformes structurelles en cours seront accélérées. Le Cameroun célèbre les 52 ans de l'avènement de l'État unitaire dans 12 jours. Le thème choisi est « Armée et nation, ensemble, pour un Cameroun uni, pacifique et prospère ». L'événement intervient dans un contexte particulier, marqué par un tissu social qui tend quelque peu à perdre sa valeur. La dépravation des mœurs atteint la zone rouge. C'est tout le lieu de tirer sur la sonnette d'alarme et mettre en lumière les initiatives gouvernementales visant à raviver les flammes du patriotisme. Alors que la fête de l'unité se prépare, les crises de la chefferie traditionnelle cristallisent les attentions. Le temps du symposium national des chefferies traditionnelles qui se tient à Yaoundé depuis hier. L'initiative du laboratoire des sciences historiques de l'université de Yaoundé 1 Ngoyekele vise à concilier la tradition et la modernité à l'heure où le militantisme politique des chefs traditionnels est parfois à l'origine des tensions au sein des communautés. En sport, football, coupe du Cameroun, les combinaisons des 32e de finale sont connues au terme du tirage effectué au siège de la FECA Foot. À l'affiche, Coton Sport affronte Épervier des Bolova. Bamboutou sera contre As Dibamba de Douala et FAP jouera contre Caïman de Douala. Et c'est tout pour le condensé des nouvelles en français. Merci de l'avoir suivi. Sur les CRTV, les programmes se poursuivent. Madame, messieurs, je vous souhaite un bon après-midi.